Humans are on their way to Mars, or at least they will be by 2025. If University of Washington researchers get done what they say they can do, they might go on rockets designed by the University of Washington's Dr. John Slow. Dr. Slow and his team are working on a fusion-powered rocket that could zoom astronauts to Mars in as little as 30 days. Back on Earth, that speed would take you from Seattle to Miami in 3 minutes. The rocket project is funded by NASA and being built right here in Redmond, Washington. Dr. Slow, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, hi.
How far along are you with the rocket project?
We think there are three main steps in order to prove the viability of the concept. One is to form the fusion plasma that we need to generate all the energy required for this mission. The other is to somehow come up with a means of turning that into a propellant at high velocity so we can do the trip in quick times. So we've done both of those as individual tasks, and now we want to combine them together and see if they work.
Now, I understand fusion is already being used to generate electricity. What are the challenges of using it to power a rocket ship?
It's actually easier because what we do is we use sort of I'd say the most successful demonstration of the generation of fusion energy is the hydrogen bomb, of course.
You don't want that on a rocket.
Well, you do, but you want to have a nano bomb. So in other words, you want to have that same tremendous gain of energy from a fairly small amount of fuel, but you want to do it in a controlled manner and in a way that the results from that implosion and explosion can be immediately translated into a rocket exhaust at very high velocity. And so the trick that we have come up with is to use a metal shell to do the implosion at much less mass than what you would use in a bomb, and use only a very small amount of plasma fuel in order to generate the energy. So by scaling it all the way down, roughly an order of a billion times smaller, we think we can control it and use it for propulsion.
Well, it sounds like one of the advantages is that these rockets could go pretty fast. What are some of the other advantages of using fusion power?
That is the primary advantage. One is that the way we get into space now is to use chemical fuels. And it turns out chemical fuels also become the propellant in the nozzle of the rocket. So that's very handy, and it's been, able to get us launched into near space, near the Earth, 100 miles or so up. But if you really want to go from Earth to Mars or in some deep space mission, the propellant velocity is not adequate to do it in any reasonable period of time. So we're kind of stuck here in low Earth orbit waiting for some other energy source to provide us the extra energy we need for that to happen. And fusion is the best fuel for that, as it has several million times more energy per unit mass than chemical energy.
Dr. Slow, you're predicting a human mission to Mars by 2025. Would you like to be on board that mission?
I went on a ride in Disney World one time called, I think it was Mission to Mars, and and it turns out it was the kind of accelerator they use for applying G-forces for training astronauts. And I found that when I got off the ride, I thought I was going to die. So I don't think I'm equipped for that kind of trip.
You'll put the rocket on it, but you might not want to be on top of that rocket.
More than happy to shake the hand of the man who goes.
Dr. Slow, thank you so much for your time. Dr. John Slow from the University of Washington, he and his team are working on a fusion-powered rocket to take astronauts to Mars.